Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. My name is Nico Edgerman, your host of the AfterBuzz, and with me is Buzz Adams.
Hello.
So
the namesake of the AfterBuzz podcast.
The namesake of the Buzz Adams morning show, yeah. As a matter of fact.
That's me.
Today I have some ancient tools or regular tools that still serve a practical purpose. I'm wondering if you're familiar with some of them.
Rock, I've heard of that one before.
Yes, a rock is one of them.
Blade? I'm going to say that one's pretty old.
That one is very old itself. something like an as.
Yeah, it's a hand axe.
Yes.
Basically a hand axe that was used by, prehistoric people.
Anyways, we're going to get into it. Before then, just crossing my wires right now, today Trump tweeted.
Today is March 31st. I'm just putting that out there for posterity.
Posterity will definitely help. He just tweeted that if Europe, specifically NATO countries, want to buy oil from Iran, then they should deal with the Strait of Hormuz themselves. Yeah. He blamed the countries for not getting involved in the war. He said,
I think this is his way of kind of dipping out, though. It's go get your own oil.
Thank you. Build up, this is quote, build up some delayed courage, go to the Strait and just take it. You'll have to start learning how to fight for yourself. The USA won't be there to help you anymore, just like you weren't there for us. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done. Go get your oil.
That's just, you're asking them to kind of take over this thing you started and make it right again because, just because our government claims that it's over, that doesn't mean gas prices are going to go down.
Right.
And just like, and also, here's a nice thumb in the eye as I tell you to go clean up my mess.
Well, what's interesting is that the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that Trump is telling his aides he's done with Iran, finish things up, and withdraw everything.
Yep. That is that seems like it goes along with the rest of his master strategy behind this excursion into
I'm
Iran.
Done. I'm bored.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Tell the rest of the world to go take care of it. That's exactly what it is.
It's a stunning display of geopolitics.
It's an abdication of all responsibility by the leader of what was once the greatest nation in the world.
I bring this up also that for some reason there's like still people that want to maintain, and I get it because I'm on this side too, that want to maintain civility, decorum. But remember at this point in Joe Biden's presidency,
we got the wrong guy. If you're
at this point in Joe Biden's presidency, I'm talking about the fans. Like Trump's fans are rabid. Okay, so remember the stickers that they would put at gas station pumps that would say with a finger that said
"Thanks Biden,
thanks Joe Biden for this." Where are those stickers
for Trump?
For us, yeah, for Trump. When do those come out? When
you could probably get those made up before the end of this week.
When do the pundits and the people who would be talking saying our country is a crap hole right now, it's never been worse.
See, I think you fundamentally misunderstand an important aspect, and that is how cults work. You get so invested in something that then it's embarrassing to ever back down.
It's not just that, but their narrative took hold in the greater conversation of what was going on. They're just constantly saying Joe Biden is crazy or whatever.
Leader can do no wrong as long as it's this leader.
But now it's this leader.
That's a very cult-like mentality.
No, I'm saying where are the Democratic opposition? Where's the people that are willing to...
Why aren't the Democrats putting out these stickers?
Yes.
I don't know. Get on it, you Democrats. I'm not a Democrat. So.
Yeah, but don't you think they almost default to this passive civility that is...
They're trying to maintain some shred of civility... what was the other
decorum.
Word? Decorum. I think they're still trying to preserve that in some way.
But in a way, it also doesn't help fight. It doesn't help.
Well, you know what happens?
They're still doing their shtick.
When you get in a wrestling match with
everybody gets dirty.
the pig's happy, and you end up covered in mud.
Yeah. Yeah. Megyn Kelly last week, I guess she's in a fight with Mark Levin.
Tucker.
No, she's on Tucker's side.
Oh, she's on Tucker's side. And Mark Levin.
Yeah, she's in a fight with Mark Levin right now. And they keep just trading these. Like, he called her a whore and, like some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And she has been talking about nothing but his micropenis.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what Michelle Obama told us? When they go low, we go micropenis. It's just like utter dissent.
But at the same time, Megyn Kelly has done a major heel turn. Just the kind of stuff that she's
been
saying.
Heel. Yeah, yeah.
Just awful in its own way. I guess it's good to see them cannibalizing each other for a change.
Oh, it's interesting internal war. But at the same time, it's just bringing all down into mud.
This is a failed movement. The MAGA movement I'm talking about is failed to the point that even at CPAC, they couldn't get everybody on the same page of supporting the Iran war.
Or impeachment, which was brought up.
Yeah, that was brought up at CPAC.
All right, let's get into the... Oh, wait, what else? No, I thought I had another story for you, but I don't. Oh, no, this... I did have one. Yeah. So, a new study from Stanford is showing that sycophantic AI is telling their users that they are right 50% more than humans will do.
I saw this last season of South Park, so yeah.
And... The study claims it's making them worse people.
Yeah. I've seen the way that people interact with their sycophantic, meaning whatever you ask it, it's going to tell you it's the best idea. I would definitely try this new idea or product or whatever.
Right. It sounds like your best friend that's on coke. That's like,
oh, that's so cool.
Trying to help you come up with a small business idea at 3 in the morning.
That's not your friend. I got to tell you, there's a thing in this country, though, that we don't value honesty as much as we used to, especially when it's honesty that contradicts our
if anything,
firmly held beliefs.
I enjoy when the AI will
chastise you.
Yeah,
I've seen it do it. It made you cry.
It did not make me cry. But you will agree that my AI is not sycophantic, at least.
Does that have to do with the settings? Can you set it and be like, hey, I want you to really give me an honest...
Weirdly enough, I did put that into my settings today because I didn't know if that was possible. And I just went through and it was like, yeah, don't be sycophantic with me. So hopefully it won't. All right, let's get into the...
You know, I had a clip from yesterday that goes along with it, but I'd have to... take a moment to look it up. It was the guy who made, well, he was using an old thing. There was actually like an embarrassing advertising fail by these people that started a company called Pen Island. I guess it was Pen Island, and they got things printed up with this stuff, and their website domain was penisland.com, and they didn't realize that
there's a space.
When you read it, it says penis land.
Yeah. There's no space.
Pen Island is the same as penis land.
Pen Island. Pen Island.
Pen Island. Pen Island.
Pen Island.
It must have been a few days ago. Anyway, this guy entered it into an AI. The AI's like, that is a brilliant name. I would definitely go into a store with that moniker.
Do you want me to save this sycophantic thing for tomorrow? No,
sure, I guess. I could play the thing back.
I just won't delete this tab. That's a big part of the AfterBuzz is I have a bunch of tabs I've been meaning to talk to you about stuff or ask you, and we just never get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one. 3 FBI agents were fired are suing the Trump administration.
I think they fired everybody who worked on any investigation.
So they were
Trump.
Fired specifically... for their investigation into Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election defeat. The federal lawsuit adds to a mountain of personnel court challenges to a personnel purge by Cash Patel.
Right. Anybody who worked on an investigation into anything that might have put Donald Trump in a bad light, you're done.
Get out of here.
Your career's over. Here's the Penn Island guy. So the original Penn Island is used as a teaching example of
bad marketing.
Think things through.
Yeah.
It's bad marketing. Anybody can tell you that. So he asked AI.
I just started a business. It's like a tropical themed pen store. So I was thinking something like Penn Island.
Penn Island is a creative and memorable name.
So you like this logo?
I do. It's simple and catchy.
If you were walking down the street and you saw this sign outside of a building, you would go in the building?
If I saw a store with a name like that, I'd definitely want to step inside and see what they offer.
Well, you know what I just made? I just came to the realization. It has no desires. That's why it's so sycophantic, because it literally has no desires of its own. It doesn't know.
Now, there should be a setting is like brutal honesty.
Well, one of the settings I had was cynical and sarcastic.
Yeah, but I still feel like that's still going to be sycophantic, kind of gussied up, you know?
It could be.
Just like, give me brutal honesty. Tell me the actual odds.
You're a pig. You should die. Kill yourself today. Yeah. Where's that setting?
This is a terrible idea. In fact, you're using a name from a notorious marketing failure. Like, that would be helpful from AI.
All right, let's get into the main topics of today, which are some of the weirdest tools that serve a practical purpose.
Oh, so not necessarily ancient.
I'm only going to pick the ancient ones, really, from this.
Oh, okay.
A fro. Do you know what a fro is?
Yeah, if I can't grow one, but some people can. I think they're cool. Probably you might been around since Stone Age days.
You might want to Google this one because it has a very interesting look to it. It almost looks
spelled F-R-O?
F-R-O-E. It almost looks like two separate things. One's a baseball bat, and one is kind of like a...
oh, yeah. It's like a modified scythe, almost.
Or scythe.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, what do they use it for? Woodworking,
chopping
it looks
wood.
Like.
Yeah, woodworker. Yeah, so you
oh,
put
this
the,
doesn't hold a candle to an axe.
No, but this is for woodworking. And then you use the baton part, the other part, to hit it down.
Ah, now I see it being used here. Yeah, okay.
So that's how they would split.
Like if you wanted to split wood, but you wanted to do it really evenly or what?
Really evenly, exactly. Right. Cut thin pieces of wood along the grain.
Are you going to tell us how old this tool is or how long it's
primitive.
Been
primitive. Hmm. Absolutely primitive. Not Stone Age.
But
with
prehistory, maybe?
Oh, but definitely prehistory. Yeah, definitely prehistory.
The Assyrians?
Yes.
Babylonians?
Absolutely.
Okay, got it.
Next one. Is the okay? This is the one that I was trying to say earlier. The hour. All right.
This is the tool you mentioned earlier. It's very ancient. It's called an ADZ. And
yes.
It's ADZE.
Yes. Okay. ADZE or just ADZ.
And that was definitely used by primitive humans, including Neanderthals.
Yes. It dates back to the Stone Age when it was a simple hand tool made of chipped stone. Later, it acquired a wooden handle and a blade made of copper. Or bronze. It's a essential part of the woodworker's toolkit, like an axe, except where the axe's blade is parallel to the handle.
Yeah, it looks very different from the prehistoric version that they're showing here. So, you know, it's a pretty versatile tool.
You could use one to carve out the interior of a bowl. That makes sense, right? Because it's kind of like hooked in.
Yeah.
So you could like scrape.
Man, we got Walmart now, though, so.
Dude, that's all. That's 50% of your living day, waking up and was just like, so I guess I need to make some bowls.
Yeah, got to make some bowls, so I got to invent this tool.
And that'll take about 5 hours, maybe 8 hours. 8 hours of your day would just be like sitting there for the bowls.
Maybe I could ask for help from Ugg from the nearest tribe. He's really good at making ads. Ugg the ads man.
All right, here's another one. Did you know that there is window holder suction cups?
Of course I do.
You've seen these before?
Of course.
Look him up.
I know what they look like.
Dude.
Window what?
Window holder suction cups.
All right.
I thought this was just fake spy movie stuff.
Oh, no, no, no. This is a, yeah, this is legitimately, you know, when you're going to put the, you can't have your hands
on the sides,
on a glass yeah. that you're going to put into a window frame. You got to have the suction cups to put it
so
in.
So they could be used to scale a glass building.
In a Mission Impossible movie, they could. I don't know if you'd really want to try it. I don't know if they hold human weight. I see
that's
that
the
they
one.
Retail for, the heavy duty ones go for around $45. You can get them as cheap as $9.
So I honestly thought it was a made up spy thing. Mm. I was like, there's no way that they have suction cups. Yeah, those are the only three from this list that I wanted to go through.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry, the last one. The egg beater drill. And it really is exactly what it looks like.
I feel like I know what this is, but I've never used one before.
They're really
It looks just like an egg beater.
It looks just like an egg beater.
But the end of it is different.
And that's where you would put a screw. And that's how you used to drill.
I got to tell you, I have never used one of these drills before.
It's super old school. You'd probably never even need to. But completely hand done.
I'm going to assume this one came sometime after the Bronze Age.
Yeah. This is not ancient, as I'd say. It'd probably be
medieval, maybe.
Medieval. Yeah, medieval.
All right.
Are there any tools that you can think of that are old?
That are old?
Yeah. Like a lathe?
I mean,
a mortar and pestle?
It was a big deal when people were able to make needles out of animal bones, very small animal bones. That way you could sew.
You could put,
you could
skin
make your
together.
Own clothes. Yeah, put skins together. It was, that was a huge, when people talk about the greatest invention, they mention three things, either fire, which was huge.
The wheel.
Or sliced bread for some reason.
That is always the third one.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the AfterBuzz podcast. Let us know, what kind of tools are we missing that are kind of strange, old, or fascinating? Nico at KLAQ.com, Buzz at KLAQ.com, and don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show every morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on KLAQ. Talk to y'all next time.